Chapter 14.
Matameo sat in frightened silence as Slagar undid the drawstring of his silk-patterned harlequin head cover.
Watch, little one. Before I begin my story, you must see this.
With a flick of his paw, the fox whipped off the hood. The young mouse swallowed hard. It was the most horrifying sight he had ever witnessed. Slagar's head was that of a normal fox on the left side. His right side was hideous. Only the eye was alive and unwinking in the dead half of the sly one's face. The rest was scabrous, fearless flesh, with the side of the mouth twisted upward into a fiendish grin. Greenish gums and yellowed teeth hung out of the frozen jaw, and the skin beneath showed a mottled black and purple, hanging in folds, loose and lifeless. Matameo was revolted, but he could not tear his eyes away from the awful sight. Slagar laughed, a short, breathless cackle which trickled damply from the dreadful mouth.
Look at me! Aren't I the pretty one?
Matameo's stomach heaved queasily.
How did that happen?
He gasped. Slagar hid the injured side of his face by holding the silken hood to it.
A long, long time ago. Oh, that's what it seems like. Anyhow, it was before you were born. I was a wandering healer fox. Me and my mother, Seela the Vixen, knew many secrets of healing arts and the herbs, nostrums, potions, and remedies of the forest. 8 seasons ago, your red wall creatures fought a great war with the rats from the north. It was woodlanders who betrayed my mother to the rats. They speared her, and she was left to die in a ditch. I was wounded and captured by those at Redwall. They held me prisoner in a room called the Infirmary. Oh, they said it was only until I got well, but I knew better. A prisoner is a prisoner, no matter what they call the place where they keep him from his freedom and deny him liberty. So, one afternoon, while your father's precious creatures were about their business, I escaped. No creature can keep me locked up for long,
he continued.
As payment for my troubles, I took some baubles from Redwall with me. Silly little things, bits and pieces. As I ran from the abbey, I was stopped by some silly old mouse, some buffer called Methuselah. So I killed him. It was no great fight. His head cracked the wall, and that was that. I was forced to flee for my life, with that great badger and a horde of woodlanders behind me. Deep into Mossflower I ran. I knew it well in those days. There was a hiding place, a small cave beneath the stump of a tree, and I hid there. If I had not been forced into hiding, I would have escaped unharmed. Anyhow, there I was, hiding, while half of the stupid red wall creatures crashed around Mossflower trying to find me. I did not know that there was another creature in the darkness of that little cave with me, but there was. It was a serpent, a huge adder. I must have touched it in the darkness, because it struck and sank its fangs in me right here.
Slagar pointed to his disfigured face, just under the jaw.
Any other creature would have been instantly slain,
he boasted.
Not me, though. I must have lost consciousness, because when I awoke, it had dragged me through the forest to its lair. I was in burning agony, deep, paralyzing pain. Somewhere near me, I could hear the snake sleeping. Silently, I dragged myself away from that terrible snake's lair and out of that place of death. I hid out in Mossflower for 2 seasons. All the autumn and winter, I lay in a den, treating myself with every herb, root, cure, poultice, medicine, and nostrum I knew. Sometimes the pain was so great that I thought I must surely die. But I kept myself alive with secret remedies known only to healer foxes.